Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news, so get yourself ready. Paula, back to Apple just for a moment. The New York Daily News has uncovered an amazing new feature of the iPad, which Apple has not been advertising. What do iPads do?
Absorb.
I'll give you a hint. Horrible bacterial infection. There's an app for that.
Well, that's worse than what I said. They clean themselves.
No, not quite the opposite.
They...
That's the problem.
They infect people?
Yes, they spread disease.
Oh, my.
The New York
heavens.
Daily News examined the iPads that are on display at one New York City Apple store, and they found unusually high quantities of a variety of nasty bacteria on them. Apple puts out dozens of these magical devices on display, and thousands of filthy New Yorkers put their filthy hands on them every day. One microbiologist advised using hand sanitizer before going near them and to use Windows-based tablet computers because no one ever touches them. Because remember, folks, when you touch a touchscreen, you're touching everyone that touchscreen has ever touched.
But wait a minute. I don't get this. I thought you said the New York Daily News figured this out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm used to seeing a journalist with maybe a microphone.
They've got swabs. They go in. They went into the iPad, the Apple store, and they swabbed these things. They tested it for bacteria.
What a weird thing to do.
Well,
it just wouldn't even occur to me. Well, I've been interviewed before. No one ever swabbed me.
Now, many Apple fans are turned off by this discovery, but the company, you know Apple, they've got a proactive strategy. They're going to announce in just a few months their new product, Ebola. Charlie, the FBI is warning that jihadists may have a new tactic. They're moving away from terrorizing people. They found they can accomplish their goals by instead doing what to people?
Wow. Well, they've already tried to light their underwear on fire, and that didn't work.
No.
Lighting the shoes on fire didn't work.
Here's a hint.
Yeah.
I'm not bombing you. I'm not bombing you. I'm not bombing you.
They're all going. They're going to send a bunch of nasty, ill-tempered four-year-olds after us.
To do what to us?
Well, it's annoying as hell.
It's annoying. They're going to annoy us. That's their strategy. That's the plan. Specifically, they're going to do it this way. Since everybody's nervous about suspicious packages, the jihadists are planning to leave empty packages all over the place so they can create chaos and spread authorities thin. Also, they can finally get rid of those boxes from their last move. Security experts say terrorists will then expand their jihad of annoyance. They won't plant bombs in airplanes. They'll just bring on crying babies. They'll talk during movies, they'll get into the express lane with 20 items and 40 coupons. And they'll get onto those moving sidewalks at airports and just stand there. Come on, it's not a ride, Al-Qaeda, come on! Coming up, it's a conspiracy, a very paranoid Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. And comedian Robert Klein joins us to play Not My Job.